Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, good morning, everyone, and I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and don't forget the TV show as well. Remember, we are on our YouTube channel, and we are on the cable channel locally here in Toronto, so I want to thank you very, very, very much for this opportunity this morning. We do some Saturday shows regularly. As you know, our show are Monday to Friday at 7 p.m., but sometimes we do have morning shows as well on Saturday. And today it is it. Today it is it. And as you have seen on our social media, we have an amazing show for you prepared with another fantastic author. We'll be getting a lot of authors. And as you heard on the intro, for some of you that have not followed me yet, the theme of the show is tell me who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And we work within those questions, and we want to make sure that you get all the information that you're looking for, especially when it comes to author, when they have awesome books that they want to share with the world. And that's what we're here for. Before I bring my amazing guest on, I just want to take a couple of minutes of your precious time, as I always do, to thank you guys. My goodness, it's been such an amazing start of the year. We've been on air for 4 years now. Can you believe it? February is our anniversary. And my goodness, we will have in Toronto a little party, a get-together, just hanging tight. We will have some announcements coming up. And should coincide with my birthday in March, so hang in tight. So anyhow, we have an amazing year just to start. We took a week off to recharge, which we always do around February and January or February. So this time was in February, and I would like to thank the people of Republic Dominican. My goodness, we had an amazing time in Dominican. So thank you so much for the resort. Thank you so much. I've mentioned to some of the people out there, share my link for people to be tuning with our show as well. So I can't wait to share some of the pictures and to tell you guys a little bit more detail. Highly recommend this resort, by the way. It is humble, but I like to be around the locals. So thank you again. Another thank you is for one of our sponsors. It is A Woman on Fire. This is an organization that helps people, and women in particular. She has two goals. One of them is help women to become recognized, and she does awards for Single Woman Awards. She does awards for Women in Business, women that have been going through traumatic things in their lives, like rape and things like that, and they have overcome, they've done something with themselves, and they're either working fine or have businesses. That's called the Water Butterfly Award, and honestly, it is an amazing, amazing gala that Woman on Fire, Allison Harvey, has every year in April, and this year, I've been nominated for Business Woman of the Year. I cover the event every year. This is my fourth year covering, but this time, I've been nominated, so thank thank you so much for your nomination, and we'll see who will go with the winner. I think all of us are the winner. So she is one of the sponsors of the show. Another sponsor is Natasha Bridgemahan. She is a business consultant here in Toronto, and she helps people with their retirement, with kids' education funds, homes for people that are looking for purchasing their home, and much, much more. And our last sponsor is Nature Nova, which is an organization that helps kids to get in touch with nature again, whether it is in school, in organizations like daycares, and summer camps and March break camps and things like that. So thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring the show. Your guys' contribution is very, very important to us. Without you, without your support, the show could not be possible. So thank you. Right after the interview, everyone, we have our musical section. So we have 20, 25 minutes or so, give or take, with our guests, and then we have music, about another 20 minutes of music. So for you that are a singer, musician, and would like to have that little bit of extra exposure on your music, send us your MP3 at show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com, and we would love to play your song. I have to be a little bit repetitive every show, just because the amount of MP3 what we are getting. I have my assistant listening to it, and sometimes it's not PR rated. We don't mind rap, we don't mind gospel, we don't mind the variety of it. It just has to be a clean version. This show, unfortunately, or actually fortunately, is not for that type of song. Some other stations are. So that is pretty much my housekeeping for the day, and I think my theme music should be playing, right away. So let me know that I need to move on and to bring our guests on air with us. Today, everyone, we have Lanier, and she is from beautiful New York State. I love to go to New York. We go there often, and we do some shows there as well. Lanier holds an NAM from Tufts University and another one from Cambridge University, where she became interested in the history of women as portrayed by music, which led her to information of Harmonized and Sisterhood Band, and with Lanier on banjo. The students research produced a book of all of our lives, which has used in college campus until the Radical blew up, published in Diana Press. So this is her publisher, I guess. Sometimes later she began a purpose of long-held interest in early aviation. And wow, that's interesting. And Lanier named her chairman and New England, New York chapter post, and she had 14 years, which led her early conferences and different locations in the New York region. And let's find out a little bit more about her life. We love to know the person, not just the business person, not just the author or the entrepreneur, but we want to know a little bit more about her life for all of you to get in touch. Now, by the way, if you would like to call us in to interact with us, you know the number, but I'll mention it to you again. It's 215-335-5705. So let's welcome her with a wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, good morning, and welcome, welcome, Lanier, to the Lizzy T Show. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you very much. I was listening to what you had to say at the beginning of the show, and I was struck by the fact that it was quite a segue for me, because in the past I have a degree not from Cambridge, England, but Cambridge Goddard here in the States in women's history. And then I started a course on women in music, found that all the students and myself played instruments, so we formed a group called the New Harmony Sisterhood Band, which presented historical material about women. It was certainly one of the first bands to do so. And from that, I've moved on to different things in which I was interested, which may or may not resonate as a woman's interest, but that experience taught me that you should follow your gut. So.
And good for you for following. So when you were on the New Harmony Sisterhood band, you were actually playing the banjo?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That must be something. Do you guys still get together and play, or this was, you know, when you were going through university and you guys get in touch once in a while? How did that come about? I mean, it's interesting to see that happening.
Yes. Well, the answer to that is have moved on because this was in my earlier period of life, and we still keep in touch. We did play together on a rather sad occasion when one of our members was killed in a truck accident with her bicycle. So we all came up to Cambridge, Massachusetts to play one more time. So we do keep in touch, and most of the people, not all of them, and myself, I would include in this, keep on pursuing musical interests, songwriting, and so forth and so on.
That is so cool. That is so cool in there. So let's talk a little bit about yourself for the people that are listening to us or will be listening to later on, because this show is recorded. Tell us a little bit about Lynair. Is she married? Does she have kids? Does she have siblings? And with the other question I love to ask, what's your favorite drink?
Well, let me start at the beginning. I'm married for 53 years, and I have one son and five grandchildren, all of whom are quite interesting at this stage when they've more or less grown and are filing off into their own interests. And my husband is housebound, so we were caring for him here with a wonderful staff of ladies, as we call them. And I am, at this point, 77 years old, and I've been through a number of interests, of course. One of the most rewarding was that I was chairman of what is called the Western Front Association, which deals with the history and time period of World War I. So this is military history.
Yes, and I can see you were interested in that. And I have to tell you, by the sound of your voice, it does not sound like I'm talking to a 70-year-old man. You are very, very impressed. I'm very impressed, and good for you for keep getting and keep writing and keep alive and more active than a lot of other people in other parts of the world. Incredible, incredible. Good for you. And so I asked you, what's your favorite drink?
What's my favorite drink, alcoholic or non?
It doesn't matter. It's not a tricky question.
Well, I used to love wine, but it has gotten too acidic for me. And so I guess at the time I would say it's a pina colada.
And I have to tell you, I had a lot of that in Dominican. I was without alcohol. I do not get well with alcohol. Good for you. Awesome. So let's talk about your talk about your book and how did that came about. I mean, let us know what the title is and what inspired you to write it, and what was your experience?
Well, the name of the book is Intrusion, and I intended it to be one as of it in a series, and it is about, well, it works on two levels. One is supernatural and one is temporal. In other words, it has an action plot, and it has an interface with faith and, I should say, evil. And so people kind of wonder, well, how did you get into that? And the answer is, you can't find it. It finds you, unfortunately, whether you're willing or not. but we were at the Christian Broadcasting Network in Virginia Beach, and Pat Robertson was going through the Charismatic Gifts of the Spirit, and the last one is called Discernment of Spirits. And I said, oh, I think he means me. And the one thing I did say to all that was, Lord, if you want me to do this, send me a teacher. Well, it turns out my husband's cousin was a Capuchin exorcist. And he got in touch with me shortly thereafter. And I had a teacher. And so I learned as I go along about various things. Certainly not as much as he knew, but I know what I know. And I found that this is very commonplace. All sorts of people have experiences which they don't relate to other people because they are afraid the people, other people will think they're nuts. And one of the reasons I wanted to write this book is to encourage them not to think they're nuts, but that these things happen.
It's interesting. And I was looking at your cover, Lanier, and I had the feeling, and I read a little bit about the bio, and I had the feeling that this was definitely something spiritual. And so your cousin's husband is basically your teacher, and good for you to be open to God and say, you know, teach me and guide me, because I have to tell you, a lot of people are not open to that. And if there is a desire, a higher desire, and inspirational or divine desire, most of the time are ignored. And I have to commend you for not ignoring that and going following through it. Now, so you did quite a bit of research, and obviously your cousin's husband was able to assist. When you did the research and when you went through the book, what was the outcome for you? What was the feeling that you have accomplished something, that you've understood what God wanted to tell you, or if things became clear that you're able to explain it to your audience? What was the, would you say, the outcome?
Yes, I would say I wrote it because of all the people I've run into who have had these occult or demonic experiences, and I would find them here, there, and everywhere. But I thought, well, it would be even better if I could write it down in a form that's not stiff, which means I constructed what I call a theological thriller, which has a faith aspect, a look at, you know, demonism, and has a plot, which is part of what I wanted to do, because I thought, well, if people aren't interested in the faith issue, at least they can have an adventure reading it. I hope. So that's what prompted me to do this.
Mm-hmm. And good for you for making it into a story. So who would you say, Lanier, that will be best target audience for this book? Younger people, women, older people, or there is not a real age or gender balance?
I don't think there's a real age or gender. My next door neighbor is a generation younger than I, and he was the first person that read it, and he read it straight through and called me up and said, you've got to continue this, which is very nice. But some of my grandchildren have an interest in it. My son knows a good deal about it, and I hope to encourage other people that may have thought that people might think they're crazy if they related experiences of this kind of phenomena to them. For example, I worked with four editors at a certain publishing company. Out of the four, two of them, one had a ghost in his house. The other one had a friend who, when they came downstairs every morning, the furniture had all been moved around, which is called a poltergeist. That's 50%.
Wow.
More or less.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty incredible. And so when you are making this book and when you are relating to your audience, do you explain things and make it that is happening, that it's not weird or strange or the person is not crazy? And do you give solutions or do you go through, you know, as a spiritual book that you're able to help in some way?
Yes, I think one of the problems I see when people are exposed to evil is that sometimes it can overwhelm them in terms of seeing faith in a good God. So this is actually a faith journey of a British High Court judge, a red judge, so-called, who takes on criminal trials, and he has been safe housed for 3 years because he's sentenced a criminal, an international criminal, to jail, and the criminal has responded by hiring several assassins to try and kill him to send a message. So that's the action plot, I guess you would say, and it just follows his journey because he has no idea about faith in the beginning. It follows his journey and eventually overcomes all these different phenomena and comes to belief, I guess is the right word. So I hope that would also be encouraging, that people would realize that God is stronger than whatever.
Awesome. And that is one of my key questions too, is to be able to tell the audience. And I've, thanks to the show, we've had the opportunity to interview a lot of authors from religious or spiritual background and the godly. And one of the things that I encourage as a believer myself is that the God is more powerful, and God does have solutions to problems that people do go through, negativity or evil influences, because they are exposed to that. So if you, it's like anything, if you're looking for trouble, it will definitely find you. And so one of the things that I encourage to people is, let's not give the attention to the enemy, but let's give the glory and the attention to God, because he is more powerful. And good for you that you're showing that to the world, and you're showing that to the audience and to your readers. The main message is, let's give all the glory and the power to the one is deserving, not the one that's not. So good for you, good for you. Now, the writing, I wanted to know, look at you at 70-some years old and doing this. Were you always a writer, or this became later on in life, or you journal? How did that come about? I'm very curious that you, at your age, and still pursuing this as if it was, you know, something new for you. How did that came about?
Yes. I'm an only child. I see that you asked about siblings. My parents were quite artistic. My dad was a mechanical engineer, and I was exposed to a lot of artistic things. My grandmother had a poetry program on the radio in Washington, D.C., so there's a lot of literary background, I guess, and I just find that when I'm not writing something, I don't feel quite the same as when I am. And I also wrote a number of songs, both about the history of women and gospel songs, and took up playing the guitar so my husband and I could sing together. That is coming up onto, I guess, what is probably of interest, hopefully. One thing I did explore, and the readers might, your listeners, I'm sorry, might be interested in this, is a Muslim character comes into play in the middle of the book, named Sidi El Hassam. And he has been inspired by an appearance or a visitation of the Virgin Mary in Zaytun, Egypt. This is, and if people are curious about it, they can search the Miracle Hunter, and there are pictures of it. And what happened, which was that Christians, Muslims, and Jews all hung out together and were quite content, and a lot of healing took place. And this apparition appeared over a 3-year period. And as a young man, he would go to see it. And toward the end of his life, he wants to convey that to people because it's the only real means to peace. Pope Francis recently went to visit them in the United Arab Emirates, which sort of dovetails with what I was speaking about. And he's the second Francis to go there. The first was, of course, St. Francis, and he thought he would be martyred. But God has something else in the mind. He became great friends with the Muslim leader. But I find as I go along, there will be little confirming things like, such as the Pope looking into what's called the Abrahamic Covenant on his watch, I guess you would say. So that also gets pulled into the novel and plays itself out at the end. And then I continue. I'm finishing a second volume and a third one too. You know, it continues on, hopefully. Yes.
And that's what I was going to ask you next, Lanera, is what are the plans for the future? And you just answered my question even before I even asked. So you are looking towards working for another book, and this obviously is going to be a series, which is phenomenal. Congratulations. And wow, applause for that, because that's a lot of commitment. And in your early age in life, you still keep going. So for people that are listening, was starting to just run out of time. By the way, guys, if you are looking to call us in, we still have a bit of a time, and questions, asked, answers, or even comments, or just to say hello, 215-383-5705. I said again, 215-383-5705. Love to interact with us and say hello or questions or even just a comment. So I want to make sure that our audience know where can they get this amazing book, Lanera.
It's listed on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. I have a Facebook page, Lanera Legera and Another Intrusion, and the URL for both of them are given on there. So if you push that naturally, well, handily, it goes to Amazon or Barnes and Noble.
Awesome.
So that's...
Yeah, I will have the Lanera then links on my social media, on my Facebook, and on the radio show station's website as well, for people to be able to link. So have a little link to your book on Amazon, which I'm looking at it right now. I found it quickly, and love the cover, by the way. Just going to ask you about that. Who worked on the cover? That was your publisher? Was your idea? How did that all came about?
It was, there was one publication, the first one, and I had to draw a part of it, but the second one, I collected stock photos that I thought fit together, and of course the little eyes at the top of the page there looking down, and I sent them to my publisher, and they put together 4 or 5 versions of what it could be, and this one won hands down.
Yeah, it's very, very good, and I love it. I love it. So we'll have the links, everyone, for you to be able to go into Barnes & Noble, into the Amazon link right now. There's a beautiful cover of a judge with a book, and it's actually set on the in the Arizona somewhere because there's cactus tree. And so all that is there also on my website. There's a link to my show, and you will be able to see the picture of the cover of the book, and you'll be able to listen to this because it's recorded. Lanier, I can't believe time is just flying by so quickly here. We do have a couple of minutes left, but I wanted to ask you the last question. And I ask this to pretty much all of my audience. If it's somebody's listening to us all over the world and they're thinking, wow, look at Lanier. She is in her early age in life and she's continuing to write and to continue life as all of us in our younger age, what is one word of advice that you would give my audience that are pursuing the life of an author? What would you say to them? Because it is challenging, it's hard. Love to hear what you have to say to the audience.
Yes. Well, I think writing is something you have to do if you're that kind of person, which I certainly am. In not thinking in terms of career, but just that you want to do it and just go ahead and do it and then follow the pathway and see where it leads. That's about as simple as I can get. I wrote my first book, which is a biography of an actor aviator in the World War I period, and that was published by the University of Delaware Press. And I sort of followed the track on that, my husband and I, and it would prove to be very interesting who we met, you know, who we talked to, where we went. And if you are writing about something that will incorporate a certain amount of research, I guess I have to say, it's very interesting to see where the trails lead. And that's part of the adventure of doing the sort of things that I do.
Awesome. I love the advice because a lot of people think that this has to be a career, it has to be a profession, and not necessarily. We have people, and as even myself, we do have other things going, and we turn the writing part as a secondary part in our lives, and it works out perfectly, like in yourself, not stopping. You continue. This is a series, so love to have you back for the next series. And you guys, check it out. I will have it on my social media, Lanier. And she is amazing, as you can hear. Her voice is just sharp as it can be. And she's a sharp because she is a sharp lady. And I'm very, very proud of her to have her, very honored to have her here on the show. So check it out, everyone. Love for you to connect, love for you to purchase the book. That's what we're here for. It's an amazing book. If you're interested in this sort of thing, this is the book for you. It's by Lanier, and the book is called Intrusion. Intrusion is the name of the book. Lanier, I want to thank you so much for being here today on your busy schedule, and I know you have lots of things to do. I want to thank you for being part and sharing your life, sharing your books, sharing your experiences, and congratulations for everything that you do for in your life, and definitely sharing God's love, because really that's really what it's all about. Any last word, my friend?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Any last word? Any last word?
Yes. If you want to stay sort of actively engaged in life, have some interests. I know my dear dad said when people retire, they die within 6 months because they don't have any other interests. So following his advice, I would urge people to grab an interest. Doesn't care how kooky it is, and if you like it, follow it.
Wise word, Lanier. I have to say your father was a very wise man.
Yes,
because
he was.
It's definitely it. And you have said something so right. Within 6 months, I've seen, especially here in Canada, which we have a very slow kind of life. We have a lot of seniors, and they do retire. And within 6 months, tops a year, they pass away because they had a life of purpose. And then once that stops, there's no purpose and there is no...
Very difficult.
No, That is so true. Very wise. Very wise. So
yes.
Listen to the words of Lanier, everyone, and keep going. Find an interest. And if you are retiring, don't stop there. Continue. Maybe write. Maybe have a conversation with Lanier. Her website will be, and her social media will be on my information as well. Thank you so much.
Yes, no, I would welcome speaking with anyone, and my email, if I may give it, is that all right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, my email is G as in George, A as in Alexander, G as in George, I as in Ivanhoe, N as in Ned, Arabic numeral 1, at AOL.com. The word jijing is Italian for young man, which was it's my husband's nickname. So I would be most happy to hear from anybody.
Awesome. And we will share that as well on all sites as well. Thanks so much, Lanier. It's been a pleasure and an honor speaking with you. And we wish you a fantastic weekend and an amazing Saturday. And it's been a pleasure again to speak with you.
Likewise. Thank you very much, Larry.
Okay, have a wonderful day. And that was Lanier, everyone. She is, wow, a go-getter, unbelievable, in her 70s and active and sharp as a lot of people that are in their 20s are not. So we have to take that as an example, of course, and make sure that you do follow her and her book and her Facebook account, and the book is called Intrusion on Amazon. Very amazing book. We're continuing on, everyone. I know you're expecting some songs, so we'll continue on with some songs that have been sent to us via our email. And we do have quite a bit of song. Hopefully we get to play along because we did run a little bit over time on our interview, but that's fine. No worries. The interview is more important. And we have a new song from Santeria. So that group is actually right here from Toronto, and they are playing throughout the summer, and that is a very, very cool song. The group is from different cultures all over from South America, and they formed a band right here in Toronto, and that song right now.
Government officials insist that this has isolated
Sorrentis with the song Happy New Year. We'll have room for one more song. Is Walt P, and the song is called Motivated.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind, ain't no go. I gotta dig the fire. And I'm so motivated.
doing what I do. What you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough. I'm start to the finish tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated. Going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience and my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the field. Bullets that would kill.
I don't
but
see
I...
no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light or no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. And I'm so motivated.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the